A Monday morning after a very snowy weekend, and now we're less than a week away from Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day also means something for our friends at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. To talk about a fun event coming up for Valentine's Day, joining us remotely this morning, we have communications outreach partner Jill Kimble. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Well, I got a coffee over here, and it isn't quite as warm as it was when I filled it up at home. You got yours?
I sure do, right here, right by my side.
All right. No such thing as too much coffee, especially on a Monday morning.
You got that right.
All right. So let's dive right into this. We just mentioned Valentine's Day is coming up on Friday. And if I remember right, Jill, you guys at the hospital have had some fun on Valentine's Day. It happens to fall on a Friday this year. Let's tell our listeners about this fun event that they can check out for absolutely free on Friday. I'll hand it off to you.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. You know, it's National Heart Month, and it's time to celebrate Valentine's Day with our third annual Heart Health Fair right at the hospital. It is in the conference rooms 126 and 127 at the MVRH Business Center, which is like right there on the main campus. But it runs from 10 to 3, and we just gather a great group of local vendors to talk about everything that's excellent in heart health. You can meet up with local vendors promoting exercise and fitness. We're going to have some physical therapy folks there. Folks can get free blood pressure checks and try healthy foods and enter raffles for great prizes such as lift tickets, massages, and more. And so if you haven't gotten your Valentine's Day present at that point, you might be able to win one too. And it's free, and everyone's welcome. And, you know, we have such a good time at these events. It's great to bring the public in, meet everybody, get our local community members involved. It's really a fun time for everybody.
So I was right then when I said for the past couple of years, because you said this is going to be the third annual, right?
You got it. Three times the charm, I guess, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, of course, it's a good start on forever, too. So, folks, if you didn't catch it, it's coming up this Friday from 10 a.m. until 3. And you kind of generically mentioned some of the vendors here, but my notes here, you've got some way cool people there. I mean, we got Calax, we got Northern Physical Therapy, Dan Wyan Physical Therapy, whom I've dealt with. Go on with some more of the folks that are going to be there, Jill.
Well, I think you named it. We've got RecFit, too. We've got Stadium Fitness. There's going to be lots of people from our internal departments, too, that are going to be there. So you'll have our nutrition and food services there, too. So all in all, it is just a great group of people and good group of vendors.
Hold on. You had me at food services there. I can tell you every time I've been down to the hospital, for one reason or another, I've always had an absolutely delicious meal there. Are people going to be able to taste some things?
Yeah, we offer some. We're going to offer little tasting samples of some healthy foods that are good for your heart, too, but taste great, which I think is really important. Because if you're going to go and change your diet, you want to make sure that it's healthy, but it's going to have flavor, right?
Well, of course it does. It's got to be good for you. They say you got to eat the rainbow every day, right?
That's right. You got it.
See, I remember.
You need to come work for us, Jeff.
Oh, no need to. I get to check in with you guys every other Monday. This is awesome. So let me make sure I got this right. The notes say that this is free, and it starts at 10 and runs till 3, right?
That's correct. You got it.
All right. So, that, folks, that's coming up this Friday. Other things that are going on. I mean, Jill, when we talk about our heart, we automatically, first thing I think of, and I've actually had to start taking medication for it, is blood pressure. Is there going to be screening as well?
You got it. There's going to be people who are going to be screening for blood pressure, give you blood pressure checks as well, too, for free. And there'll be lots of people to talk about questions that you have about your heart health, too.
Well, I can guarantee you that there isn't a listener out there this morning, Jill. And folks, by the way, Jill Kimble from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital with us. Jill, as I started to say, there isn't a person out there that either they themselves or somebody they know hasn't been impacted by some kind of cardiac event. I have a member of my family who suffered fortunately, a mild heart attack years ago, but still to this day, he goes down to cardio rehab. And it is a life-changing event. This person has said that even though they're well-seasoned, okay, they've never felt so good as far as their heart goes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so important. And that cardiac rehab really is a gem, you know, at the hospital. You know, heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S., and 1 in 5 deaths in the United States can be attributed to heart disease. And when you have a heart event, what happens is that you tend to feel like you're afraid to get back out there. You don't know what your capability is going to be. And going to cardiac rehab is so helpful because in gentle steps, you build your health back and your ability to feel confident so that you can know that you can go out and resume your activities, you know, and it's really such a wonderful place. I love running up to, running up to cardiac rehab and meeting all the folks that are there. It's been instrumental for so many folks to getting back on road recovery after a heart event. So we can't say enough things. In fact, it's funny that you mentioned it because on Tuesday, we're hosting a Heart and Soul exhibit at the Gray Gallery, and we have the artist there, Lori Henrenson. Her art's going to be on display. And she had a heart event last October and then came into REV and then was able to get the care that she needed. She is also in that cardiac rehab group, which is wonderful. And you know, really credits the care that she's received at NVRH is instrumental in her recovery, which is wonderful. And that's an artist reception that we're having on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6.
Well, it's rather inspiring, you know, to say the least, that, you know, she's here today to make those beautiful pictures.
Absolutely. And, you know, some of the artwork that she puts up in this beautiful exhibit directly reflects that journey. It's really a wonderful thing to say. That's open to the public too. Everyone's welcome. That one I think runs between 4:30 and 6:30. But there's one more thing I wanted to say, Jeff, and that was that also this month, since everything's dedicated to heart health, we have a new Healthy Heart Support Group, and that starts February 25th. Right there at the hospital as well. That's from 5:30 to 6:30. And that's for, you know, folks maybe just are learning more about their heart conditions and want to talk to people about things they can do to help improve their health and meet with others and share their experiences. So, you know, we love keeping people healthy at NVRH, and it's just a wraparound. You know, it's not just about coming in when you don't feel great. It's about staying healthy, too.
That's right. They say the best prevention in the world is good attention to your body. Folks, with us again, Jill Kimble from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. So if you yourself are experiencing any chest pain, or maybe you got some shortness of breath or some discomfort in your arms, your legs, whatever, these are some of the signs that, Jill, that people want to pay attention that could be telling a tale about their heart. And they can find out more at this event coming up on Friday, right? Give us the hours again.
Yes, you've got it. That's right. And so that's going to be running from 10:30 to 3 on Friday. And we encourage everyone to come, pop in, enter a raffle, get some great information, try some food, and it's all free, like you said.
Well, it sounds like a good time, the third year in a row of it. Jill, always great to get together with you folks. I'm going to jump back to your little pun on run to the cardiac rehab place. You missed your calling.
I think I've got my calling, but I appreciate it, Jeff. And I'm going to go back to sipping my coffee.
All right, me too. Thanks an awful lot, Jill. Have yourself a wonderful Monday and have fun at the fair on Friday.
Thank you. You too, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's our chat with NVRH for this week. And remember, you can get all the information you need to know about NVRH by going to nvrh.org. We're headed up to news, a rundown of sports, and we got your weather forecast coming up at 7:20 right here on Magic. Good morning.